for the fourth quarter. 14-7, the Panthers lead it. Want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM and K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM, and we're streaming online at BlancoRadio.com. We're also on the Sun Radio app, all part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. 14-7, the Panthers lead it. Fourth quarter upon us. Going to be a big fourth quarter for the Panthers. The defense has done a great job for the Panthers all night. They'll have to keep that up here in the fourth quarter. The offense has moved the football well, but penalties tonight have been the story, backing them up quite a bit. And Kalen Webster's had a nice ball game. He had 10 carries for 80 yards in the first half. He's got 32 here in the second half, so 112. Kalen over 100 tonight. Third down and two. Shotgun set for the Rohawks. Here's a fake handoff. Now Bacon going to try to charge forward for it, and he can't get it. Canyon Braun, a nice penetration by the freshman. Sebastian Thomas got in there. Jed Hood. And Bacon not going to have enough for the first down. It'll be fourth down and two for the Rohawks, and we'll see what they do. It looks like the punt team being called upon here. That was a big stop by the Panther defensive front there as get the football back to your offense. Still a lot of time in this fourth quarter. Maybe make it a two-score game as Randolph coming forward now, and penalty flags fly. They broke the huddle with too many men on the field there. And that's going to back them up 5 yards. So fourth down and seven now for the Rohawks. And judging by where the Panthers are standing, the punt returners should be good field position for Blanco. Kalen Webster with his heels on the Rohawk 45. Tristan Fortner with his heels now on the 50. They both retreat to the 50. Bacon gets the snap here. Here's an end-over-end punt. Webster we'll see if they say no. They say Blanco has it. They said it did not touch Kalen Webster on the play. And it's first down. Blanco, the official, came in quickly and says that it did not touch. Oh, and now he changes directions with his hand. And he threw the beanbag immediately. Coach Rogers wants an explanation as the official was pointing Panther football. And then he quickly changed to Rohawk football. And we'll see. The officials are going to talk about it. Coach Rogers wants an explanation. This is a big play in this game. The ball's spotted right now at the Panther 46-yard line. Could potentially have been a gain of about 35 yards for the Rohawks. That'd be their longest offensive play of the night. And the Panther defense coming out onto the field. You saw the official on the far side of the field threw his beanbag right when that ball went by Kalen Webster. Kalen said he didn't touch it, but the official said otherwise. So Rohawk football in Panther territory now. Their longest offensive play of the night comes on a punt that hit a Panther player. And once again, Blanco giving the Rohawks every chance they can to stay in this football game. Ball in the middle of the field, the Panther 46-yard line. Shotgun set, three receivers to the far side. One to the near side. Bacon dropping straight back, looking to throw. And he's going to take a shot deep. And Webster picks it off. He's got it at the 14. He charges forward and falls down inside the 20 at the 19. So Kalen just touched it and turned it over on the punt. Well, he just picked it off to get it right back for the Panthers. They lose about 25 yards of field position in the process. But Kalen gets the interception, and the Panthers get the ball back. You have to know that makes Kalen feel good. Always a gut punch when you do something that doesn't help your teammates, like on that punt. But Bacon was trying to go deep to number 85, Jackson Noble. Overshot him, and Kalen caught that one like a punt and then returned it for about 5 yards before losing his footing and falling down. Here comes the Panther offense. Near side hash. Here's a give for no. The ball's on the ground. Justin Wardlow picks it up and is brought down from behind. This defensive end for the Rohawks, Devin Odin's having himself a ball game. Panthers put the ball on the ground there, had poor timing on that exchange. All the way back inside the Rohawk, 10 to the 9-yard line. Going to be second down and 20 for the Panthers. A number of times Blanco has been behind the chains tonight. Not a good way for this offense to operate. We'll see what they can do here. Van Dyke tight on the far side. Daniels and Phelps on the near side. Cade gets on the line of scrimmage now. Two running backs in the backfield are Wardlow and Webster. Webster going to get a toss here. And Webster beat Justin Wardlow through the hole there. And so he had no lead blocking on that play. Pick up a 3 yard still for Kalen somehow. And Justin Wardlow, just a sophomore, not a lot of experience at that halfback spot. That's a tough break there. He's got to lead the way for Kalen through that hole, and now it's third down and long. Third down and 16. The Panthers threatening to give the football right back to the Rohawks. Zach Rogers split to the near side. Three receivers split out to the far side for the Panthers. Cox under center. And gives up the middle to Webster. Webster running hard, brought down by Marquette Kennedy. At the 15-yard line, pick up of 3 more yards for Kalen. And now the Panthers will have to punt. Here comes the punt team. What was interesting there is the Rohawks didn't adjust to the 3 receivers on the far side. They kept their 7 in the box there. Kind of had the one man, Christian Ayala, isolated on the outside with 3 receivers. I think if Kelby would have recognized that, or Coach Tesh even, they could have called timeout and maybe got a vertical concept going. Kelby gets the punt away. It's an end-over-end wobbler. Hits at the 42, takes a Panther bounce into Rohawk territory, and will be down at the 44-yard line by Will Horgan. So Randolph still just 1 score down in this game. Takes over at their own 44-yard line. 8:39 to go in the ballgame. Panthers 14, Randolph 7. Been a competitive second half, been a sloppy second half. Both teams with a lot of penalties, turnovers. Neither team has put any points on the board here in the second half. And now it's up to the Panther defense to hold once again. Randolph comes out going left to right here. Shotgun set. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Bacon in the gun will give to a sweeping number 17, Krause, and he's wrapped up. Tristan Lopez, Jed Hood, Cameron Martinez get him right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. Great job by the defensive end on the far side there, Lopez, to stretch that play out. He kept it going toward the Panther sideline. Didn't let Krause put a foot in the ground and cut it upfield there. That was a big play for the Panthers. Second down and 9 upcoming. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Taylor Thomas still over here on the sideline for the Rohawks. Second down and 9. 3 receivers to the near side. 1 to the far side. The running back on the right side of the quarterback, Justin Bacon. Bacon fakes and will roll out, looking to throw. Rolling to the near side. In trouble now. Cameron Martinez going to try to sack him, as is Sebastian Thomas, and they get the sack. Half sack each for Martinez and Thomas back at the 35-yard line, and the Randolph coaching staff pleading with Bacon to throw that football away there. And the youngster, you can't blame him, just trying to make a play, couldn't do it. And now third down and long upcoming for the Rohawks. The official's going to stop play here. As third down and long, not the spot Randolph wants to be. The officials come out for a stoppage on the field, and we're going to take it with them. So 7:19 to go in the ballgame. Blanco 14, Randolph 7. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics and by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season. And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advan Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers and a great 2016 season. Go Panthers! And by Axe, available construction and transportation service in Blanco, providing residential and commercial construction services for the residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. More information is available by phone at 830-833-2081.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here. Randolph ISD, the Rohawks going from left to right on the field here. Third down and 19. Big play for the Panther defense to try to come up with a stop and get the football back to the Panther offense here. Randolph not in a spot that they want to be with this third and long. Big play in this ballgame. Quarterback in there now is Cole Carey for the Rohawks. They're in a slot T look. Marquette Kennedy back in the ballgame, and it'll be a fake dam and a give to the outside. Alex Krause gets the corner. Jacob Mangold, nice speed to bring him down. Back at the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard shy. It'll be fourth down and 11 for the Rohawks. Panther defense holds. That's the first time we've seen Randolph go under center here in the second half. Panther defense holds, and now it'll be fourth and 11. Tristan Fortner and Kalen Webster drop back to receive a punt. Imperative that those two field this one cleanly and give the Panthers a chance to get the football back here. And penalty flag fly, 12 men in the huddle for the Rohawks again. Their punt team having a hard time communicating who needs to be on the field. 31-14, Wimberley leads Canyon Lake. That one at the start of the fourth quarter. And some scores from around the district. Lexington 55, Gerald 7. Ingram still up 21-14 on Comfort. Here's the snap. High. Cole Carey fields. End over end kick. It'll bounce, and Kalen will just stay away from it this time. Panthers get far away from it here. And it will be downed at the 43-yard line of Blanco. The Panthers 43-yard line. Christian Ayala downs it on the play. So it's been a good night for Webster tonight. He's carried the football quite a bit in this ball game. Over 100 yards 115 yards on the night for Kalen Webster. Shotgun set for Kelby Cox here. A running back on either side. Ball on the near side hash. Here's a give to Webster, and good penetration by the Rohawk defensive line there. Randolph got in quickly and brought Kalen down for a loss of 2 yards. Bring up second down and 12. First run we've seen out of the shotgun by the Panthers tonight, and it didn't work. Great penetration by this interior line of the Rohawks. Second down and 12, inside a 6 to go in the ballgame. Rogers 28, Hearn 14, Salado 35, Florence 8, and Johnson City down to St. Mary's 29-14. Here's a turn give to Webster, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. Nice play, number 65 having a good second half, Sebastian Goldsworthy. Back to the original line, Kalen now sets the Panthers up with a third down and 9. That gave him 3 yards on that carry, but Kalen was hit right at the line of scrimmage, so see if the Panthers can come up with a big 9-yard play. They need this first down to keep milking some time off the clock. It's 14-7. Ball in the middle of the field. Two receivers split to the near side. Two running backs in the backfield. Cox under center. Takes the snap. Turn. Gives to Webster. He cut it up field. Not much running room to the 47. That's a gain of 3 more yards for Kalen. Now fourth down. Sebastian Thomas checking in for the Panthers. Here comes the sprinklers. How about that? And we might have a little bit of a delay in the action now as the sprinklers kick on. I guess that 9:30 timer. So that 9:30 timer didn't click off. So they'll send both teams to their sidelines. And the coaching staff for Randolph sprinting across the field here to try to go turn the sprinkler system off. Wild scene here at the Randolph football field. They have good grass here. They grow some nice grass, and it's apparent that they water the field right on time as they kicked on. We'll see if we can get them turned off. It's 4th and 7 for the Panthers from their own 46-yard line. Tough spot to be in. 4:21 to go in the ball game, and they get them turned off here. 4:21 to go. Panthers lead it 14-7 over the Rohawks. It's a big spot in this game. The Panthers defense has done an excellent job here in the second half containing Randolph, but they might be asked to do it again here. The Panther offense is on the field. They're in that formation that they like to do a shotgun punt out of. Cade Phelps split to the far side. Two tight ends. Stephen Flores the near side. Cox in the shotgun. And they're going to let the Randolph coach get back to his own sideline as he was coming back from turning off the sprinklers. So they'll let him charge back over. Here's the gun punt from Cox. Nobody back deep for the Rohawks. It hits at the 25. Now the 20, taking a Panther roll all the way to the 15-yard line. Nice job by Cox to pin the Rohawks back deep here. 4:02 to go. 14-7, Panthers lead. Randolph ready to take over here, and a timeout going to be taken by the Rohawks offense as once again they're having trouble getting their guys in and ready to go here, and they'll spend a timeout. I want to thank our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Blanco National Bank, our title sponsor. Communicare Healthcare of Wimberley. Spring Branch Water Wells Service. App Watts Construction Company, Dirt Works, Cox Paving, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Asphalt Specialist, Claypack Greenhouses, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis Agents, Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, K&C Supply, Blanco Regional Clinic, Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter, and AMN Collision Center in Dripping Springs. 4:02 to go in the ballgame. Panthers 14, Rohawks 7. Blanco trying to get their first win on the year. Go to 1-3. We'll remind you, we're back here in San Antonio next week taking on Antonian. The Antonian Apaches is where we'll be, a non-district opponent that we're a little unfamiliar with. It'll be a good test for the Panthers. Antonian, another good non-district opponent that the Panthers are playing. 37-0. Cuero, the number 6 team in the state in 4A, all over Gonzalez right now. Shotgun set. Cole Carey at quarterback for the Rohawks. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Carey in the gun. Takes a shotgun snap. Will give to Krause up the middle here. Kelby Cox puts his hat in there. Krause continues to charge forward. Did a great job breaking that tackle there. Stephen Flores and Van Dyke bring him down. After a first down carry up to the 25-yard line, Rohawks going to go no huddle here. Quick tempo.
That is a first down for the Rohawks.
3:53 to go in the ball game. And counting now. First down for the Rohawks. They're on 25. Here's Krause getting a handoff to the near side. And Sebastian Thomas will wrap him up and bring him down. Fair gain of 7. Two straight nice carries by Krause. He's running the football hard right now for the Rohawks. Second down and 3. Clock at 3:30 and counting. Three receivers to the near side. Ball in the near side hash at the Rohawk 32-yard line. Carry in the gun. Will fake a handoff to Krause. Rolling right, looking to throw. He's going to chunk it deep. He's got a man. Flores in and out of Stephen Flores' hands. He can't make the play. And we'll see. They call it incomplete. Van Dyke made a diving effort at it. Penalty flag near in Panther territory at the 40-yard line. Got a hold. I see the official saying hold. I believe it's holding on the defense here. And we'll see. It's just a 5-yard penalty if that's the call. And it is holding on the defense. And that'll be a first down automatically for the Rohawks. 5 yards from the previous spot of the 32. So at the 37-yard line now. And they're going to step it from the 33-yard line. So to the 38. 3:13 to go in the ballgame. Krause took a shot there. They mark off 10 yards for him to the 43. First and 10 for Randolph. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Carey will give to Krause here. And nice job by the Panther defensive front this time. Eskew and Brandon Phipps on the stop. Gain of 4 yards. Second down and 6 upcoming.
Tackle by 55, Tristan Lopez.
Second and 6 for the Rohawks. They're going to go no huddle here. 3 minutes and counting. Cole Carey and Alex Krause in the backfield. Three receivers to the near side. Going to be a drop back pass. Looking to throw out here to the flats. Marquette Kennedy, the intended target, over his outstretched hands. And now third and 6 upcoming. Panther secondary going to be put to the test here as Randolph's going to have to put some air in the football to get it down in time. Krause to the left of the quarterback. Ball in the middle of the field. Shotgun set. And Krause going to run it. Charges forward. Big time play by the Panther defense. Didn't see who wrapped him up right at the line of scrimmage. It was Cameron Martinez, the senior defensive lineman for the Panthers. Stops him after a gain of just 1 yard. 4th and 5 upcoming for the Rohawks. And they're going to spend a timeout to come up with the play that they want to run here. 4th and 5. 2:30 to go in the ballgame. This is a big spot. Panthers lead 14-7, but Randolph driving at their own 48-yard line, going from left to right, but now 4th down and 5, and they need this play. Score updates from around the district one more time for you. Lexington all over Gerald, bouncing back from their loss to Rockdale a week ago, up 62-7. Ingram still up 21-14. That one, it says, is early in the third, so maybe update hasn't been inputted yet. Also in the third, it says Rogers up 28-14 on Hearn. Salado getting close to finishing off Florence. They're up 38-8. And St. Mary's 36, Johnson City 21 at the end of the third quarter. Elsewhere around Region 4, Bowling 57-21 all over their opponent. Schulenburg 21, Weimer 14, East Menard 35, Van Vleck 0. Fourth down and 5, going left to right. The Rohawks have it. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side, ball on the near side hash. Kraut, Casey takes the snap and got his man. Marquette Kennedy complete on the out route. And a pickup of about 8 yards on the play. Get it into Panther territory to the 42-yard line. First down for the Rohawks. Now in Panther territory, Cole Carey, the quarterback for the Rohawks. Alex Krause, the running back, to his right. Hand off to Krause. Charges forward. Has a little bit of a crease and brought down from behind by Eskew and Lopez. Inside the 40 to the 38. About 5 yards picked up by Krause here. Quickly to the ball come the Rohawks. Coach on the side urging them to hurry it up a little bit. Krause going to get a handoff fake to him. Carey going to try to run with it. Sebastian Thomas wraps him up. Going to be a sack for Thomas. Loss of a yard. Second sack of the night. Sack and a half for Sebastian now. Inside of 2 minutes in the ball game. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. The offensive linemen holding their hips up there for the Rohawks. Cole Carey in the gun, gets the snap, looking to throw. Now he'll check it back the other way, and he's got some running room. Eskew tracks him down, but Cole Carey, I think, got the first down there, and he did. Line judge on the near side pointing for a first down, but the line judge on the far side going to get it here, and they might have a measurement. We'll see what they call here.
Ball's going to be spotted at the 33.
Clock continuing to run. Clock continues to move. Tough break for the Rohawks here as the ball not put down. And minute 15 and counting. The clock's still rolling here. Carey comes under center. And fourth and one. He's going to sneak it, and he's got the first down. Pushed from behind. Inside the 30 to the 29. Carey picks up the first down. The clock will stop to reset the chains. Marquette Kennedy kind of pushed him from the back, and they were able to get the yard to gain. Timeout going to be called by the Panthers. Has the defense a little discombobulated there. All out of whack. And the officials coming in now. And a lineman, he's going to have to come off. I guess he lost his helmet the last play. So the Rohawks come in. 1:03 to go in the ball game. 14-7 Panthers lead. The Rohawks have it at the Panther 29-yard line. Here's a spike by the Rohawks. They'll kill the clock. 1 minute to go in the ball game.
Second down now.
Second and 10. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Cole Carey, the backup quarterback's come in, done an admirable job for the Rohawks, has them at the Panther 29-yard line now.
Cole Carey in the shotgun, Kaika in the backfield.
Second and 10 for the Rohawks. Three receivers to the near side. Carey drops back, looking to throw. He's going to pump fake, and now looks like he's going to be brought down. Sacked on the play. Tristan Lopez and Cameron Martinez, the big-time sack for the Panthers. Clock continues to move. 45 seconds and counting. All the way back at the Panther 39-yard line now. It's third down and 20. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Carey in the gun, 30 seconds to go in the ball game. And a penalty flag going to fly the Rohawks. False start now. Randolph shooting themselves in the foot. And suddenly it's third down and 25 for Randolph with 30 seconds to go in the ball game. The line to gain's the 19 for Randolph. They're going to need a big play. Shotgun. Throw fade down the far side. Incomplete. Jake Mangold able to break it up on that play. He tipped it up into the air. Dangerous there as the Rohawk player then nearly had a chance to run under it, but the Panthers get away with it. Fourth down and 25, 20 seconds to go in the game. And this is the ball game, folks. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. The Rohawks bringing in the play call from the sideline this time. Cole Carey here in a shotgun set. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Carey takes the snap here. He's looking to throw. Fires one. Intercepted. Kelby Cox jumps in front of it, and that's going to do it for this football game. The Panthers can kneel it, and they will win their first game of the 2016 season 14-7 over the Randolph Rohawks. Kelby Cox, a little bit of a risk there, jumped in front of that one, but he picked it off. And the Panthers have it and have secured their first win of the 2016 season. Victory formation for the Panther offense here. And Kalen Webster way back behind Kelby Cox here. Cox takes the snap and will kneel it down, and that will do it. 14-7, the Panthers are victorious over the Randolph Rohawks tonight. Big game. Kalen Webster, both touchdowns for the Panthers, over 100 yards on the ground tonight. Kelby Cox, an interception late in this ball game by him. The Panthers, it wasn't pretty. A lot of penalties, too many turnovers, but this team, like we've harped on all year, is a work in progress, and they got it done tonight. On the road, they're 1-0 on the road now. We'll be on the road again next week in Antonian. And Blanco, you got to be holding your head high with a win tonight, 14-7 over the Randolph Rohawks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show, and then we'll wrap things up from Randolph. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Panthers win it 14-7.
Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
It's now time for the postgame show on BlancoRadio.com. Here's Sam Eisenberg and Jason Merritt.
Sam Eisenberg here, back with you from Randolph High School Rohawk Stadium here in San Antonio, Texas. And the Blanco Panthers have beaten the Randolph Rohawks 14-7 tonight. The Panthers get their first win of the year, improved to 1-3 on the young season. Now Coach Rogers has to know these kids are going to have a little more confidence, a little more swagger when they walk around the hallway now after this win tonight. It was much needed for the Panthers, a big win and a big stepping stone for this team. It's really hard to come over here on the road and win in Randolph, and this young Blanco Panther football team did it today. They overcame their mistakes, a lot of penalties, a couple of turnovers, but the Panthers overcome it, find a way to get this one done tonight. Kalen Webster, 115 yards rushing tonight for the Panthers. Two touchdowns, had a big ball game. Steven Flores, Kelby Cox with his feet have nice games for the Panthers. And then really the credit goes to the defense in this one. They limit the big plays of Taylor Thomas and Justin Bacon, two guys who can really make some things happen in space for the Rohawks. And the Panthers come out of here with a 14-7 win on the road. Improved to 1-3. Want to thank all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Blanco National Bank, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Cox Paving, Dirt Works, Axe Construction, Spring Branch Water Well Service, Asphalt Specialist, Claypet Greenhouses, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis Agents, Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, Old 300 Barbecue, Peterson Tire, and KNC Supply. Thank you to those folks for making this broadcast possible. Good night for Panther fans. Blanco gets their first win on the year, improves to 1-3 on the season. Kalen Webster, our offensive player of the game, the defense as a whole. How about Sebastian Thomas and Cameron Martinez coming up with some big-time sacks? Canyon Braun making some plays in the backfield tonight for the Panther defense. Wes Eskew, lots of tackles. You can just pick anybody on the defensive side. The Panthers get two interceptions. Kalen Webster picked off the Roehawks, as did Kelby Cox, to seal the game. Big win for this young Panther bunch as they will look to go to 2-3 on the year. Next week, Coach Mark will be back in the booth with us, signing off from Randolph ISD Roehawk Stadium. This is Sam Eisenberg. Hope you have a good night. Panthers win it 14-7 over the Randolph Roehawks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Panther Football on 88.9 FM, 106.9 FM, and BlancoRadio.com. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.